Europe. Germany's obstinate chancellor. Angela Merkel, swimming instructor. When it comes to the euro, the German chancellor prefers self-help to help, but she can be more flexible than she seems.
When warnings sound that the end of the euro is nigh, all eyes turn to Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. Germany must assume its part in saving the currency, says Spain's economy minister, Luis de Guindos. If there is rescuing to be done, Germany is the obvious rescuer. Yet rather than toss out the lifebelt, Mrs. Merkel offers swimming lessons. She would find this characterization unfair. Time and again, she has taken stands against bailouts, only to relent. She balked at bailing out Greece and at a permanent rescue fund, and she vetoed the use of bailout money to buy government bonds in the secondary market. In each case, she gave in. Too late, say critics. By July, she will push through Parliament the European Stability Mechanism, ESM, the permanent fund she once opposed, and Europe's fiscal compact. Germany's capital contribution to the ESM will push its budget deficit from 26 billion euros, that's $32 billion, to 35 billion euros. Germany's potential liability, if all the money is lent and everyone defaults, could be 280 billion euros. But her partners want more. Eurobonds backed by all countries. More time for weak economies to meet deficit reduction targets. Direct lending to Spanish banks and a banking union with Europe-wide deposit insurance. Will Mrs. Merkel yield on these too? Do not count on it. Despite her retreats, she sees herself as a defender of principle. Everything to which Germany has assented has been part of a bargain. Peripheral countries get help, but only in exchange for reform. Aid from the European Financial Stability Facility, EFSF, the ESM's precursor, is conditional. Greek bailouts came with crushing demands, which Greece may reject after its election on June 17th. The ideas urged by François Hollande, France's new president, and Mario Monti, Italy's prime minister, would break her principle, say the Germans. To introduce eurobonds as a crisis fighting measure would only encourage less creditworthy countries in their spendthrift ways. Similarly, for centralized deposit insurance, which would enlist German banks and ultimately the state as guarantors of other countries' savings. Such proposals bear on the core issue. Do debt and responsibility remain linked to each other? Asks Norbert Bartler, a member of the Bundestag from Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democratic Union. Any instrument that severs the link will perpetuate the crisis. Besides, such measures are forbidden by Germany's constitution. That is not to say they can never happen, but they are imaginable only if the EU becomes more of a federal state with a common fiscal policy and a parliament that reflects Germany's share of the population. Mrs. Merkel wants more Europe, but that requires treaty changes. And we are not there yet today.